I'm Rob Hamilton, KMRV Metro West News, brought to you by RiverNewsLive.com. Following up on a story we reported on earlier this week, early Saturday morning, O'Fallon police responded to reports of gunfire and the 200th block of Caslon Drive, where they discovered a 21-year-old who has been identified as Cleotis Wildy II of St. Peter's, deceased from gunshot wound to the head. Surveillance footage and witness statements led investigators to identify 19-year-old Deshaun Jones Wentzville as a suspect when he was arrested March 17th in Wentzville. The St. Charles County Prosecuting Attorney's Office charged Jones with second-degree murder, armed criminal action, and unlawful use of the weapon, setting his bond at $1 million cash only. Bradley C. Peters, a 39-year-old former employee of Missouri Department of Mental Health and the St. Charles County Developmental Disabilities Resource Board, has been charged with attempting to entice a child under 15 after allegedly soliciting an undercover detective posing as a 14-year-old girl in an online chat room between February the 18th and March 13th of this year. His bond is set at $50,000 cash only, and he is prohibited from contacting minors. If convicted, Peters faces a mandatory minimum sentence of 5 years without eligibility for parole or probation. Residents of St. Peter's and Cottleville have had the chance to shape the future of their community as the Great Rivers Greenway seeks public input on the Baltic Creek Greenway expansion. The proposed project will connect Dardian Greenway at St. Charles Community College to the Katy Trail State Park, enhancing outdoor recreation opportunities. Running alongside Baltic Creek, the Greenway is designed for walking, cycling, and family activities, with public engagement playing a crucial role in its development. By providing feedback, residents can help shape amenities, safety features, and environmental considerations, ensuring the project meets community needs and fosters a sense of shared ownership. Midas Building Group is nearing completion of the St. Louis area's first Ignite Medical Resort, and St. Peter's, a state-of-the-art rehab facility combining luxury hospitality with advanced medical care. Developed by Leo Brown Group, the 60,000-square-foot facility features 69 private and 12 semi-private rooms, high-end amenities, and cutting-edge rehab technology. The Lux Rehab model emphasizes customer service and patient recovery with a resort-type lobby, elegant dining rooms, a salon, a courtyard designed for rehab. The facility also includes a mock home for patient readiness evaluations. Scheduled for completion in August, it will be part of Ignite Medical Resort's network of 29 facilities across six states specializing in short-term rehab. I'm Rob Hamilton, KMRV Metro West News, brought to you by RiverNewsLive.com.